Shai Yisrael, Perek Ches, Chapter 8. Netziv continues. He's winding out this chapter without going through the entire chapter. He's focusing on another catalyst of antisemitism that is rooted in, to one degree or another, abandoning the Torah. There are various facets of that, abandoning the strengthening of the Torah, abandoning the support of the Torah among the community. He quotes a very startling Gemara in Sota, in Yerushalmi, Jerusalem Talmud, that is worth mentioning, just to understand how important this obligation is to strengthen the Torah for Jewish people. This is 31a in the Jerusalem Talmud in Sota. Tafil loma delimed shama ba'asa. Even if an individual learned and taught and guarded and fulfilled. Sounds like a very upstanding Jew. And he had the wherewithal to support the Torah, but chose not to. He did not support the Torah. This is included, such an individual is included in being cursed. Devastated. He almost did everything right. He learned, he taught, he was vigilant not to violate the Torah, he fulfilled the positive, but one thing he didn't do, he had the potential to strengthen the Torah among the community, and he did not. He's included in those who are cursed. V'chein lehefech, and similarly, we find in a contrary way, Baruch asher yakim es divrei Torah, blessed is the one who stands up the words of the Torah, who establishes, strengthens the Torah, afilu lo lamed, even one who did not learn, lo limed, he did not teach, lo shamar, he wasn't particularly meticulous to guard the Torah, v'lo asa, he did not fulfill the Torah. This fellow has got a lot against himself. V'lo hay b'yado lahachzik, and he didn't really have the wherewithal to strengthen the Torah, to support the Torah in the community. V'hechzik, and he exerted himself, and he did it anyway. Harei zeh b'chal baruch. Such a person is included in those who are blessed. So this is obviously a very important requirement for a Jew to be machzik as a Torah, to strengthen the Torah, to ensure that there are ample opportunities for people in the community to grow in their connection to the Torah. And we find that the prophet he's going through over here, Prophet Hosea, is castigating the Jewish people in this regard, not being machzik Torah, and connecting it to the redifa, the pursuit of our enemies against us. That's how it enters into his view of the Jewish people's relationship to Torah. If we snub the Torah, then we subject ourselves to anti-Semitic attack. And then he brings us back earlier to the war with Amalek. Hayotim is that. It comes out from this discussion. The redifas ha'oyev ba al avon, the pursuit of the enemy against Israel, comes from the sin ashezanchu Yisrael es limud haTorah, because of the disregard of Israel for learning the Torah. And it's important to be madgish, to qualify. When we talk about learning Torah, we do not speak about an externalized grasp of the technicalities of Torah, but learning Torah within the framework of what is the mitzvah of Limud HaTorah is with the intention of performance, of integrating that learning into one's life. That is what Limud HaTorah means. V'davar zeh merumoz gam kein Torah Kedosha. This matter is alluded to in the Torah, as it says in Shmos Yud Zayin Ches, Vayoba Amalek, and Amalek came, Elohim im Yisrael, Refidim, and they waged war with Israel in Refidim. Ahai Refidim halom yotam. The designation of place seems to be extraneous. Sharek Fak, see, it's already written, the Osa Parsha, in this same passage. Vayachnu Refidim. They were encamped in Refidim. So there's no need to reiterate the location of the battle. Elaba Lidrasha the Mechilta, rather, the Torah is emphasizing the location, as the Mechilta points out, in Beshalach. Achem Omrim Ein Refidim Elo Rifyon Yedayim. The location is meant to indicate the underlying cause of this struggle, the weakening of their hands. L'fi she'ripu Yisrael es yedeim mediv Torah, because Israel weakened their hands from the words of Torah. L'kach bo hason eliyam. That is why the one who hated came against them. L'fi she'ein hason bo, because the one who hates does not come, ela al rifyon yedayim min haTorah, other than on the weakening of the hands of Israel from the Torah. That is the Mechilta's exposition, why the Torah comes back to this location of Refidim, when we already know it. Refidim has another meaning. It's not just the place. Refidim alludes to a rifyon yedayim, a weakening of the hands of Israel from the Torah. Hare, behold, af al gav, de mefurish bet parsha, hachet shel Yisrael. Even though we don't have to dig at a face value assessment of why you have this war breaking out, the Torah is explicit. Sha'amru hayesh Hashem b'kirbeno im'ayin. The verse states that the Jews questioned, is God in our midst or not? They raised this question. And then Amalek came and surged against them to attack. Haynu chesar emuna b'kadosh baruch hu meshgiach aleihem. They were considering, was the Holy One, blessed be He, actually in their midst? Was there divine providence, which is a shocking consideration in the context of such a miraculous experience of the generation? It just highlights how almost against any reasonable interpretation of events one can lay down a theory about how things happen that could be consistent with just a natural order, in spite of it being so obviously divinely guided. But that is where they were. They were flirting with this idea, maybe God is not in our midst. And then Amalek came. This is also in the Medrash Tanhuma, in the end of Seitze. Amalek ba bishvil avon mishkalos shlo hayitzokos. We have a whole different angle. Why did Amalek come? For the sin of maintaining weights and measures that were not righteous. Slightly off. Cheat a little bit. Weigh it out in a way. A little heavy-handed. Charge a little extra. Kimavur, bismichus lo yilecha v'desecha eifa v'eifa. The context is juxtaposed with the prohibition of having different measurements. Even if it's not used, just maintaining the false measure is a biblical prohibition. Zachar es hasha asach Amalek. That is juxtaposed with remember that which Amalek did to you. Hainu chisaron emuna b'parnasa. This really cuts to the heart of the lack of trust and faith in God being the source of our sustenance. God sustains us. He provides for us. If somebody is struggling with that knowledge, they're susceptible to false measures, overcharging, engaging in shady business practices, cutting corners, steal a little bit here, because, hey, is God really sustaining us? It's all related. This doubt leads to this moral decay where a person is willing to forge a false measure that is not righteous. And these are together with the words that are explicit in the passage, is God in our midst or not? That was what they were unsure of. And kol malchum, Ramaz ha-mikra de-lo haya ba-malek al-ovon shel mi'at emunah bilvad. Nonetheless, although that is face value, I'm not going to ignore the face value, it's critical. As Mitzvah mentioned prior, the focus on Refidim is telling us that there's more to the story. It's not just on the lack of faith in divine providence. God is our sustainer. Had they not slacked off, weakened their hand from the words of Torah, had that not happened, they wouldn't have been attacked. It was the weakening from Torah that led to this and colluded with this questioning divine providence. They weren't able to perceive it with clarity. This brought Amalek to attack. Upirish Vayavo Amalek, and the explanation of Amalek coming. Shugam Kemiyuta. This also seems to be extraneous. Raya Hailakto Vayilochem Amalek Misra Birafidin. We would have expected for the Torah to have written, and Amalek waged war with Israel in Refidim. Why does it say, and Amalek came? El mashmos vayavo, what is the implication of, and they came, and Amalek came? Keloshna mikra b'mishle. It is meant to be understood similarly to the verse in Proverbs 11:2. Ba zodom vayavo kalam. Comes. Wantonness and degradation will come. V'hainu shegam od terem milcham. The idea being, even prior to the waging of war, hevi divrei buz mehaslos al Yisrael. They first came with words of scorn, words of deprecation, to disparage the Israelites. That was first. Vayavo Amalek. Before the acts of violence, there were words of scorn and vitriol, an introduction to the violence. V'kachu b'chol dar, and so it is in every generation. Shemis lotusim al Yehudim bayadus, where we find that they mock Jews and Judaism. But what is that all rooted in is the weakening, the internal weakening of the Jewish people from the words of Torah. In describing the war with Amalek, the Torah recounts that they chilled you, or that they accosted you in the way, in the road, and they they caught the tail end of you. Kol hanechshalim acharecha, all those who are weakened and straggling. Pirish asher karcha, hiker oscha me'esh hayadus vatera. What does it mean that they chilled you, they cooled you? They cooled you from the fire of Judaism and the Torah. They infiltrated to weaken the Jewish people from the connection to the Torah, from the strengthening of the Torah, causing us, as he mentioned prior, in the rebuke of Hosea, to snub the Torah. This brought about a consequence, a flurry of antisemitism. And this is found in Amalek, whose whole national identity is coalesced upon destroying the Jewish people. The most anti-Semitic nation, if you will. That's their whole identity. Vayizonevba, im am hamodim vaposhim shebacha asher matza be'es yoso etzel Yisrael zimei es kol hanechshalim acharecha. Those among the Jewish people that were rebelling and sinful, they were at the tail of the Jewish people, so to speak, the weak ones that were straggling. They were the tool, so to speak, to infiltrate and cause the internal destruction. Amalek, if you will, was presenting a spiritual Trojan horse. They were trying to prey on the weak among the Jewish people in order to cause broad spread decay and destruction. They tried to infiltrate and influence those who were pure-hearted and wholesome without engagement and investigation. They believed simply. They trusted God simply. Amalek amplified those who were weak and straggling to influence and infect those who were strong. And you were worn and exhausted. Pirush. Hemanasa yefim me'olametzos. What was the result? They became exhausted from the yoke of the mitzvot. The weakening from the Torah, weakening from their connection to God, they started to become distant from the privilege of being connected to God through fulfilling His will. And they began to perceive this relationship as a burden. Chol zeh naaseh v'sibas Amalek. All this was brought about by Amalek. Asher kocho holech b'chol davar, whose strength goes through every generation, ad asher yimcheh shmo, until his name is wiped out. Lo yu machti Yisrael ot, and they will no longer entice the Jewish people to sin. Kachu b'chol davar. This is the manner in which it unfolds in every generation. Afal pi she'ikra chet, and maybe the day redifas Yisrael. Even though the primary sin that brings about the pursuit, running after the Jewish people, misoneam hu, hashtabas umas olam, the primary catalyst is the sin of trying to assimilate. The Jewish people try to assimilate, as he's mentioned many times. This brings about a reaction, latent antisemitism to the fore, umas olam, among the nations. The Shinui Tzur Yisrael, as I mentioned earlier, the altering of the Jewish form, of the form of Israel, brings about this reaction. It's unnatural. Mikol makom, nonetheless, im lo haisa hapshia v'tera, magia, had lahashlich osa arza ke'omar. if their sin had not reached the point of casting the Torah to the ground, so to speak, lo haya ba lidei radifas ke'ele, it would not descend to such a level of being pursued by our enemies. V'haya onesh yoser kal, the punishment would have been less. V'ofin acher, in another manner. Aval avon bitol tera, however, the sin, you throw into the mix, the sin of negating oneself from the Torah, rak hu garim l'mitzui hadin, that alone is the cause of this vise of judgment that is so harsh. V'rak hu, hu haruach v'fane sinas umas olam negdenu, that alone is the spirit that churns this hatred of the nations of the world against us. V'asusenu, to disparage us, adrichenu nucha kemezet, to try and take away from us any sense of tranquility. That pursuit, that intensity of judgment that God permits is brought about by the Jewish people's snubbing the Torah, negating from the Torah, not being machzik Torah. That is the strong blow that leads to the oppression that is on the scale of Amalek.